Welcome to the Monopool, the Geek.io live play role playing podcast. Where our storytelling game master may or may not let us live another week.
Hello and welcome, friends! Once again to the Monopool, the Geek.io live play role playing podcast. I am Dad Hug CJ. Joining me, as always, are hey, what's that thing over there, Frago?
Hey, hello. Too.
hey, let me show you that thing over there, Rachel.
Is it chocolate now?
Hey, don't touch that thing over there, Carrie.
Bad things happen when you touch the thing, and also, yes, it's chocolate.
I want to touch the thing.
Let me help. Fucking die.
Let me help you. Let me help explain what the thing is, Dale.
Howdy, hey folks.
And hey, I had a thing thrown in my head, Felix.
Hey.
And of course, everybody's lovable thing, Josh.
That's me.
We got to go to a big festival last time, you guys. That.
Rip headphones, listeners.
And Calabas, it wasn't me this time!
Calabas was all excited to do the test of strength, and then someone broke it.
Somebody revealed herself to be a little bit stronger than her 5'2" petite frame would show.
I'm a little sad, I'm not gonna lie.
That guy did say he had a set for adventurers, so you just need to come back when he gets that one set up, because that one's more difficult.
Exactly. Oh, and Frago got to try cotton candy.
Yes,
he didn't forget to try it. He got to try it.
No, he said he got to try it. You said it right, Dale. Carrie doesn't listen to things.
No, I listen to things. I just hear them wrong.
Oh.
Yes, candy, cotton, candy, cotton, candy. Good, good. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Boing, boing, boing. As Fragul is now doing his best impression of a gummy bear. After drinking the gummy berry juice.
A bear rabbit.
Let's go, let's go, let's go. What's that over there? What's that over there? What's this? What's that?
Yeah, Jokiro finally got Jokiro and Sadie finally got officially introduced to the party. Which is nice.
What's that? New characters? That never happens.
Yay, no. Especially now with me around. That would never happen.
Not that I've ever had four characters.
If you could only see my list of characters that I've made for this campaign.
Yeah, I know.
We could for just $1 a month, we can subscribe to Patreon and help with CJ's treatments for his chronic altitis.
You can make a loving home for one of CJ's alts.
Arms of angel.
Or things like Asiva, the Death Eater. And basically, if there's a supernatural trait, I have a 6 in it for a character and a backstory written for them. All right, so let's go ahead and
get right back into the fun and games.
Peel back the veil of reality once again.
Yay, peeling.
Ugh.
I'm right there with you, okay? Ew.
Apparently we found a word that bothers Carrie and Dale is peeling.
Hey, look, for some people it's moist. And sorry to anyone in the audience who's triggered by that particular word.
Hey, I know a guy for whom it is doily.
Yes.
Our friend of the network, Maddie, hates the word moist. The word moist.
I'm sorry, Maddie, moist, even if you never listen to this.
That and but, daddy. Oh, wait.
Well, that's a little more understandable.
Whoa.
But, yeah. You guys are at the current site of the Wondrous Wagons, having yourselves a grand old time, sampling the wares, breaking the tests of skill. You have a Calabras with you now, so I suppose I'll move his token over.
Hey.
A cloaked and coiled Calabras, as opposed to a metally...
Clanging and clanking Calabras?
Exactly. So that's a new thing.
But is he cloaked, coiled, and coiffed?
Awfully.
Oh, I heard awfully.
Just remember to use protection when you're coiffed.
Go. Go.
But yeah, I believe last time we left our intrepid pleasure seekers. Oh, that's a terrible segue, actually. When last we left our intrepid band of adventurers in this land of fun and game. No, that's it. Oh. So you guys are at a carnival. You had some food. You broke some games. Well, one game.
Welcome to the carnival. We had fun and games.
It's too many syllables. It doesn't work.
But yeah, I believe the notion was raised at that point to check out some of the attractions.
Indeed.
So you can make your way back to those nice big colorful tents and see what's going on.
Yeah, see what the barkers are barking, and not the dog people.
Food for me?
Yes, of course there's food for you, Pat. Joke Hero, for no good reason, has peanut butter on him at all times.
You adorable slash monstrous person.
Slather on a nose, slather on a nose, slather on a nose.
That's not good, but... How to drive dog people insane in one easy step.
Thankfully, most of them have thumbs, so they could actually, you know, just work it.
But... I mean, let's be fair. They're not going to stop to think to do that.
Exactly.
Instinct is going to take over. The peanut butter reflex will kick in.
This is Jokero's version of stealth when you have to get past dog person guards.
You never know how many times this be coming up.
Yeah, right. So
what is that? Some kind of magical invisibility soft? Nah, baby, it's peanut butter. I love this stuff.
So how many tents are there?
Well, you're seeing several. Most of the attractions are, again, a sham. You have your you have your Trinicorn, which is very clearly a horse that has horns affixed to its head by some means. Might be tape, might be glue, might be magic.
Question for you.
Yes, sir.
With influence, do I have to understand the creature to kind of get an empathetic vibe from them?
That is a good question. Off the cuff, I'm going to say no. I'll have a look at it.
I'm looking at it as well. Jokiro looks very visibly worried when he passes the Trinicorn. And then actually kind of looks angry, which is a weird look for a Silva to have.
Yeah, one would imagine so.
What is this creature?
He definitely looks angry at it, though.
This thing has three horns.
It has three hats for Ghoul.
Three.
Those are fake.
And it's not happy.
But yeah, you can always get at least a general, like, emotional state, like, empathic reading, if not, you know, if there aren't, like, coherent thoughts to read.
Okay. And it not be happy. Just look at it face.
Aww.
As he quickly tries to realize that he's not in open company that knows what the hell he's talking about. So he's like, yeah, just look at its face. It's not happy.
Hey,
I've seen things like this before. It's a miserable.
I mean, to be fair, Velfreya is almost certain she's figured it out.
Hey, Josh, is it, like, tied to, like, a post, or is it just inside of a corral?
It's inside of a corral. There is a center post with a, you know, a good length of rope, but it's not so much that it's going to risk choking itself. It's just mostly there so it can't, you know, jump the fence and run off. They've got it penned in pretty well. They've got, you know, plenty of handlers there.
So me just walking by the door and, like, oops, breaking the lock. Is
I accidentally broke it. Look at it run off free. what a shame.
What a shame. I accidentally jumped the fence, cut the rope accidentally.
Right.
first you have to race Ingo.
Yeah.
We're not jumping the Trihorn horse.
No, we just jumped the shark.
We're not jumping the Trihorn.
But yeah, as far as the other tents go, you have your more generic actual people sideshow acts. There's a fire eater, there's a knife throwing act, there's a strong man.
Ooh, things fire. Like
strong man.
I would have gonna say the fire act.
Fire? Fire bad.
Fire bad.
Fire cat.
I still have...
It's controlled fire, my friend. It'd be okay.
I still have singed hairs from the other night.
It'd be okay. I'll pat you on the shoulder and...
Okay.
Walks off towards the fire eater.
So you guys head over to see the fire eater.
Yep.
Can Remy fit in the tents?
They're pretty big tents. I mean, especially the one for the fire eater.
So the size inside is intense, is what you're saying.
Yeah. it's pretty intense.
So complete. You can support this show and everything we do.
So the crowd for the fire dancer is the fire eater / fire dancer, because pretty good. She does a little bit of both, and it's pretty easy to see why she's on the popular side.
Whoa,
what's her name?
Yeah, do we have a name like listed anywhere?
Do we know her name? Does she say her name? Does she say hello and welcome to my?
Well, she's already in mid act while you guys come up. Because you are, showing up a little later in the day, you don't have the schedules from the little pamphlets up at the front because you were kind of preoccupied on your way in. They did print enough pamphlets, so
Okay. It's not just Sir Dex's mom and her boyfriend who he hates.
No, it's not. This is Ilutana, the fire dancer.
Ilutana.
Belle.
And she's going through her routine. And give me just a second here, because I need statistics. It's a pretty decent flaming display.
It's a flaming display. Like Dale when he's trying to spread his stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trying?
Just a little more natural hip action, because she actually has them.
Fair.
But yeah, most of her audience, because go figure, is town guardsmen, slightly inebriated and off of their watch for the night.
Of course.
Well, we could have used her last night.
Thursday.
Yes, Thursday is there actually, because yes.
Felix, I did not hear a word you just said.
I was responding to Fargul saying we could have used her last night, and I was saying it's possible she's not a fighter.
No, we could have used her to fight the fire.
There was a fire last night?
Doesn't even respond to that.
Well, if she can manipulate flames that aren't her own, it wouldn't be a bad idea, actually.
No, back to the point. There was a fire last night.
Yeah, you know what happened. The city was kind of in chaos for a little while. It was a thing. You were aware of what was going on.
You could see the wreckage and smell the smoke when you were talking to the prince's people that morning.
That was why they were getting so many people together, was because shit kind of went south in the city overnight. Again, where Dale accidentally anti-metagames himself.
That's every game.
It's nice to have a player who is literally metagame-proof.
Oh, jeez.
I don't have to say you don't know that, because you should know that.
No
but
joke.
Yeah, it's pretty entertaining. There's a little bin where you can deposit a couple of marks if you like the performance, things like that. They've got, percussive and woodwind instrument accompaniment. It's a nice little thing. I mean, this is definitely one of the more permanent acts. She's wearing the wondrous wagon colors. She's very clearly experienced in what she does. So this is one of the things that you would come to see regardless of what else the wagons are offering that particular, old reliable, as it were.
Cool.
Because sexy fire sells.
Of course it does.
I mean, you're not wrong. So, yeah, you guys are just going to chill out there for a little bit?
Freggles, we're going to head on over to the strongman, see what this guy can do.
Does anything happen after the show, or does she just go and...
takes a break, get some water. I mean, the shows are pretty regular, so there's, like, you know, basically a schedule she keeps. Mm-hmm. And once one show is done, it's, you know, slight break time, rest and recover for the next one, and then, you know, right back into the routine.
What's this strongman doing?
So, you know, just a couple of tents over. The strongman is, as the name implies,
really
very,
strong.
Very strong,
very large, very powerful. Not the youngest spring chicken on the block, but I mean, he didn't get to be as strong as he is by being born yesterday. And there are all sorts of things in the room, or rather in the tent, I should say, with him, you know, very, very large weights, you know, punks of rock that he probably moved into the ring himself. You recognize some plates of metal from the back of a boar.
Wow.
things that he can bend and shape, and it's just general feats of strength. He'll, you know, ask for volunteers from the audience, sit a couple of cute girls on a bench and Gaston it.
Because of course, because he just wants to show off. Because
he's not roughly the size of a barge. He's what barges hope to grow up to be.
Nice. And yes, he wants to show off. It's his job. It is literally his job to show off.
He's a slideshow. Slideshow.
I can't speak
that I have done that.
That's and these are from my vacation.
This time I'm completely sober, though, so I don't know what my excuse is.
Somebody gets up to leave. Sit down.
Sit down. I'm going to present a PowerPoint presentation.
I'm going to plug this into a PowerPoint and present a PowerPoint.
Fraggle walks in and tries to, like, intimidate the strong man, or try to show off.
You don't have to change these slides.
Not intimidate, just show off.
He's starting a friendly contest of strength, basically.
Yes.
Aha, challenger is it? Bring it on, my hairy friend.
See, Jokero, where's my bunny outfit?
You're not now, dear.
I need my bunny outfit. There's a fight happening.
No, you don't need the rabbit outfit.
I start a small chant that only the three of us can hear. Bunny. Bunny.
Belfria just kind of pats your shoulder. Dear, you're off the clock. You get to be part of the audience this time.
I turn to Belfria. Bunny.
She shakes her head.
Sadie's just going to walk to the other side of Jokero and mutter, I'm going to punch her.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. So tell us what just got rolled, you guys.
So we get a little bit of a friendly grappling action with our neighborhood bear here. And Bear Boy actually gets the best of the strongman.
Ooh.
27 to the strongman's 10.
Oh, girl.
So, Sylvia, still think the strong man is strong?
How about we do one more competition, my friend?
Ah, I like your spirit, my hairy comrade.
My hairy comrade?
Oh. Virgul 24 to the strongman's 27. He is vindicated.
Pin the bear! And then clasp his paw and help him back to his feet. Good show, my friend. Good show,
yes.
You are indeed quite formidable.
I gotta give this a try now.
No, Calabres, you're going to kill the poor man.
And for the same reason, I'm like physically, like I have my hand on Sadie's shoulder, and I'm like,
"You're a fake."
Calabres, did you say that out loud?
Yes.
Belfry, I kind of lean to you. Do you want me to get you up there?
Sure.
Oh. Snaps her fingers. You're now on stage.
Calabres, what are you doing
she
here?
She didn't need to snap her fingers. She just felt like doing it.
I like your style.
And what is this? A masked challenger?
Calabres slowly walks out of the ring. He backs up.
Playtime.
I got a challenge for you, strongman. Are we gonna do content? We're gonna roll.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Ah,
Calabres rolled a 7.
Well, I mean, there's always a chance.
Nope.
25.
Show him what you've got, Calabres.
I like to think that he throws me around like a rag doll.
little bit of a spin over the head action.
Most of Ida went out to Yama, eh, Palfreya?
A challenge, you say? What? How far can I throw you?
I like to think he threw me back into my seat.
You are so light, my friend. You're nothing but skin and bones.
I get it.
Oh, and I get it. Not a goddamn it. That's impressive.
Are you actually back in your seat now?
Sure. Yeah.
Valeria's just gonna look at you like, do you want to go back up? What are we doing?
Yeah, it's fine.
Sylvia.
She'll pat your shoulder.
Yes, Sadie.
We all have off days, Calabres. Fragu pats you on your back, but like not softly, but like a good hearty.
Yeah, Valfreya was the mom pat, and then Fergul just fucking smacks you across the tent again.
So while the boys are having their little thing, I'm kind of nudging Sylvia like, hey, can I go play?
No.
I imagine the strongman is looking at our group now, too, like, because
both
of the challengers came from the same place.
I actually kind of want to see... Sadie challenge the strong man.
Obviously there's something up
with me. Whisper in her ear, just don't hurt him, man.
Don't break him like he broke that machine.
But then I get up on I stand up
eyes just like right up.
I stand up on the I stand up on my budget. Strongman! You took my friend and you threw him back where he belongs. But, however, I have another challenger for you, brother! Are you man enough to take on a girl?
But of course! I didn't know you were a lady!
Not my lovely daughter here, she be wanted to see exactly what you can be doing. She doesn't believe that all your muscles are what they seem to be.
I think you have on padding.
Sylvia.
Girl, why don't you come up here and try
Sylvia
to take...
Sylvia has her head in her hands, kind of going...
Hops back down.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to, as they say, bring the hype.
I am the hype!
Sylvia shakes her head.
So because we're obviously back, are we still the same night, or is it the next day?
It was the same night.
Oh, it's the same.
No, from when you were fighting fires, probably physically. No, it's the next day.
No, from when we were at the carnival.
Oh, it's the carnival.
Last time. No, it's the same day.
Okay. So, obviously I'm in this little sundress. I'm 5'2". Maybe 110 pounds soaking wet.
I'm pretty sure you shrunk 3 inches from last episode.
Off her heels.
No, I'm 5'5", 5'6", somewhere in there. I'm petite. How tall is this strong man, Josh?
He's 6'9". He's not like massive, but he is very built.
So like I come up to his nipples, maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe.
You just give him a nipple twist.
Purple, nurple, purple, nurple.
Her punch is a pink belly to him.
But she's not going to be punching him.
I very lightly poke his arm like, those aren't pads.
Of course not. This is years and years of hard work, little girl.
Poke his belly button.
You're a strange one, child.
So Sadie got a 24 versus the straw man.
Oh my god!
He does not fuck around with little girls.
Holy shit.
Both of the D8s exploded. One of them... three times.
Good god.
But wow. I mean, the 24 is nothing to scoff at.
No,
like
it's really not. Like, even though he's like... Because I imagine, especially with, like, someone so much smaller than him, it was probably one of those lock hands kind of things and try to, like, force the other down.
And when he realized he
actually looks a bit surprised that he can't just immediately push her over, he's like, boosh. Well, that was actually more challenging than I expected. So, I will say, do not walk away disappointed. You are by far... the mightiest little girl I have ever beat.
Beat little girls often, does he?
He beats girls often. That's
hey, he art. Might be a dad training his daughters in the art of the strong man. That's you don't true. Know.
So I'm going to roll twice. The first one, I'm patting him on the shoulder. Okay. Go to shake hands. Let's see if this works.
That's a 15 to pat him on the shoulder, 20 to the handshake.
Can I launch him off his feet? Just knock him on his ass?
I'm so tempted to jump into the ring right now. I'm not gonna lie. I know I'm gonna fail miserably, but I just want to see what happens.
Ooh. You surprise him a bit with your grip, but you definitely don't knock him off his feet.
Aww.
Aww.
Maybe next time.
Okay, I was had to make sure she wasn't getting... And Jokiro sees her lose the second time and, like, stands up getting ready to do something and then realizes that it's okay and sits back down.
The sun's getting real low.
One more pat on the shoulder.
Extremely low.
Okay.
You're rolling just fine. You're just not exploding or anything like that. Like, you're getting good rolls. He's just rolling better.
Maybe next time. Pushed his arm.
Keep training and I'm sure you'll do better.
Hmm.
Well, that is the key, and he, you know, have some gigantic barbells.
Again, you can't change these lines.
Does he have the barbells in his hands?
I mean, he's got a lot of props, so.
Yeah.
Where are you going with this, Rachel?
Yeah, where are we going with this? Please don't sign me up for this. Yeah.
Grab one of his barbells.
Music is great.
Sister is doing this. Why are you letting her stay in the ring? What are you doing?
What was that about training?
Jokiro, get her out of there. She's going to kill herself.
Flipping it from one hand to the other.
I think she's okay.
No, she's not. She's going to die. She keeps failing. Story of her life, but anyway.
Oh.
Ouch!
Don't egg her on. Don't egg her on.
Whoa, we're not going back to the egg puns, please.
Out of curiosity, is there anybody in the rows behind my sister?
Yes, I mean, there's a pretty decent crowd. It's more of a mixed one, not quite the almost exclusively male one at the Fire Eater.
I imagine all the shouting from you guys having challenged him probably attracted more people, too.
Yeah, so.
Flip it to the other hand again.
Jokiro, what are you doing? Get her out of there! She's gonna do something really dumb!
Sadie, I can hear you! Sorry. Sylvia, I can hear you!
Sadie, I can hear myself.
I can hear my own thoughts!
Sorry, I forgot to turn it down.
Turn down for what?
Exactly.
No, stop it.
Well, if you like that one so much, why don't you just keep it? I've got plenty.
Calabras isn't going to have to catch any of them, is he?
Yes!
She's pretty heavily suggesting that she's about to want it, Sylvia. So.
Yeah, let's say, he might have to catch it, but not for that reason.
Not for the reason you might think.
Oh, what was that about, Freya? You were saying something?
No, that was me out of character.
I dropped it on his foot.
Why?
Your hand me down.
That was mean.
Tokuro, I whispered this time because I realized I was shouting. Tokuro, get her out of there. She's doing dumb stuff. You know, like, she's going to hurt herself. You know this.
I turn on my heels and walk away.
Yeah, when you dropped it on his foot, it actually didn't seem to bother him too terribly much at all. That's
but he didn't not, say anything, which is a smart thing.
Well then, that was very entertaining. On with the show then! And he picks up a giant boulder and crushes it between his hands. Like you do.
Why do you do this to yourself? Every single time we leave the house, you have to try to make sure you're stronger than everyone else.
Sylvia, shut up.
What's this other tent that's here? There's some like shiny, like a knife juggler?
Yes, that's actually the knife thrower.
Hey, Jesus! As a very large knife thrower.
Well, I'm zooming the panels out. So
this. Whoa! That's... Girl, she's bigger than my 4 tenths.
Girl, you need to lay off the milk.
Lay off the knives. Honey.
It's a high iron diet.
Is she eating the knives? Nom, nom, nom.
Just as a side note, I did get back to my seat and sat down and proceeded to push Sylvia out of her seat. Shut up.
I'm gonna drop this on your foot.
I actively now attempt to calm them the fuck down.
She did it to herself.
She started it.
I didn't go into my ring and embarrass myself. Okay.
Darlings, he puts hands on both of you. Calm down. I doubt you're going to have much of a choice.
But I just don't want to be associated that when I start my, what I say, marketing.
Why? She brought people into the tent.
And embarrassed herself. With a
How? By making a strong man struggle against a little girl? I don't know why I'm doing his accent.
Yeah, no.
It's infectious. You know.
It is.
Wow, that knife throw is amazing.
Out of character, I wonder if Jokiro just does that sometimes. Like, he's reading.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, ambiently reading people, and he starts mimicking their speech patterns.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
So the knife thrower is awesome.
She's like, nobody's business.
Oh, yeah, the knife thrower. Man, she can go under the knife anytime.
Yeah, she's quite the agile one, doing flips and tricks, balancing on objects, things like that. Basically, parkour / knife throwing. Lot of skill shots, and still pretty regularly hitting the bullseye, if not near it. Hmm. So she's pretty entertaining, and unlike the fire dancer, a little bit more of a mixed crowd, but still very heavily male because
Sexy knife sell.
Sexy knife sells. Yeah, all of my show title candidates for this episode are going to be sexy blank sells.
All of them accurate.
All of them highly accurate.
But it's a pretty entertaining act. It's, you know, primarily skill slash agility based. A lot of hitting targets. You know, an assistant throwing something into the air to be not only, you know, stabbed out of the air, but into the center of a bullseye. Throwing a flurry of knives so that, you know, a piece of like a large fruit or something like that lands carved into the shape of something.
Okay.
Simple shapes, of course, but, you know, squares, stars.
How's a star a simple shape?
Well, depending on what you're carving in the first place, it's one cut, two cut, you know.
Did you just have like a little... Yeah.
Well, again, visual gags on an audio format. I'm not going to sit there and trace out an entire star with my hands.
Too late, you just
six
did.
Six people that can see it.
Too late, you just did.
Here's a shape for you to look at.
Oh, yes, girl.
That shape means your friend.
Stealing other people's jokes. Apparently, this is the Dane Cook podcast.
It's not stealing, it's a reference.
Yeah, ask Goku.
That's my career. It's not stealing, it's a reference.
So, fascinating. Anybody gonna try and challenge her? My inner guy's like, me, I'm gonna do it!
I would,
Josh,
but...
I don't know if you can read that message.
Ow!
Our chat.
Ow.
Randomly.
Ow.
Girls.
Guess who's gonna challenge? Do it. Please tell me I'm not correct. I received at one point.
Yeah, I'm fairly sure you knock your sister flat on her ass at least one point.
At one point. What do I do to adjust? 36! Jesus!
Stop killing your sister!
Ow!
God damn it.
Can I, as Sadie's about to just haul off and really deck Sylvia, can I just teleport Sylvia to the seat next to me?
Yes.
Right as you're about to get hit, you're now sitting next to Valfreya, and Sadie's arm whips through.
And then, halfway in motion, and then I get transported, and then my hand just kind of goes.
You meekly slap Valfreya.
Just like tap her on the head.
It's a little bit disorienting, so you just kind of end up nudging me.
Nudging you. Thank you.
Yeah, pretty entertaining act, you know.
It's very nice.
Very, yeah. Very artful, very precise.
I have a bad feeling we're going to be fighting these people later.
What? No! Absolutely not!
Yeah, the sarcasm from Josh doesn't help at all.
Josh statted people out and gave them freaking avatars. I DM'd enough game to realize we're going to be either joining party with them or fighting them in the near future.
Why would we do that? We're at a castle.
This is the thing that happens. I wanted to make sure you weren't looking at Brutimus Tank or the...
For the record, that is just me metagaming and not... I'm logged in as player. Like, I don't know anything about...
Excuse me. Meetimus Tankor. You know, the generic mooks that I rolled up for the beginning of the game.
I like the generic mooks.
Generic life mooks.
That's why I've kept them along.
Generic life mooks.
But like, yes, I said, no, I'm logged in as player right now, so I don't know what any of these guys actually are or named or anything like that. So it's just me metagaming. Like, yeah, these guys have pictures, which either means they're going to join our party or we're going to fight them.
Hey, guys.
I've played enough JRPGs.
I think that... That cotton candy is wearing off.
Oh God, the bear's gonna puke!
No, no, I'm not gonna toss. I'm not gonna throw up. I'm just like
he's not gonna
toss. Wait, what? I'm not gonna toss.
That cotton candy is making me tired.
Bear dialect.
The quick answer to that is have more.
Exactly.
Have down a pixie stick and let the rush kick in.
Sadie, do you have the remainder of the bag?
Of course. Russell, but I'm not giving Russell. You any.
No, Fragul needs it. He's falling asleep. We can't have a bear asleep.
His blood pressure, his blood sugar is getting too low.
I'll wait. Back down to Fragul.
Blood something is getting too low.
He's getting
got diabetes.
Diabetes!
My name is Wilfred Barely. And I have diabetes.
I have diabetes.
Oh. You just see the dramatic silhouette of Felix like shaking his head over there.
Sexy diabetes cells.
Oh my god, Josh, why?
Why?
It's what I do. It's why you keep me around.
Exactly.
This is why I pay you the big bucks or something.
Yeah, something like that.
He gets paid?
Yeah, shit. Don't you?
The check's in the mail.
Exactly. Yeah, Raul, the check is in the mail. He just keeps getting
it. Oh, well, that's explains everything, and that's why it's taking so long, because I live on the other side of the world, see?
Exactly. Yeah, see, that's it. Nothing else. Nothing else.
So, upon leaving the tent for the getting fire dancer slash fire eater and knife thrower mixed up.
Knife dancer, that would be...
Also, they kind of make a complete party with the fighter, the fire mage, and the and the assassin.
That too!
What? No, that totally wasn't the intent, guys. God. Not everything that's on a grid-based map is there for you guys to punch to smithereens.
I disagree. I want to punch it.
So we're leaving the tent, like you said.
Yes.
And you start seeing some signposts. This way to the beast.
No. No. No.
And you do remember from the, you know, the early days several weeks back of your adventures together.
The early days. Several weeks back.
You know, way back in Pirn, before you went off to Maz back to slay a phantom, that the Wondrous Wagons were advertising a particularly fantastical find this year.
That sounds interesting. The beast.
No, not interested. Hey, more pretzels are being...
Hey, we're already here. We might as well take a look at it.
I'm actually a little bit interested.
Not for the faint of heart. Turn back now. So horrifying, you won't believe your eyes. You know, a lot of posters like copyright movie advertisements.
I mean, you sold Dale. I don't know if you sold. I don't know if you sold Sylvia, but you sold Dale.
it'll either be just another one of those overhyped waste of time things, and we can leave. Or it will be absolutely fascinating.
But at least our party, we could do like a rave, and try to do an in-game version of Rant and Review, but it's not going to be my enough.
Felix, I did not hear what you said.
I said, or it's going to be an actual threat.
It's an actual threat. Sylvia's like very stern now.
Now come on, it's been years since the last time an exhibit of the Wondrous Wagons escaped.
At least that's what all their signs say.
At least that's what they're right.
We've gone 5 years without an escape.
Days since escape.
Days since last escape.
Our game master's permission.
Days since last escape.
I'd like to make a learning roll to see if I remember anything like specific as to this specific act.
I mean, you can go ahead and make it, but the best thing you're going to be able to recall is anything you might have heard in passing from people heading the other direction.
Oh, yeah. Well, with my learning, I can recall facts about history.
Right. Well, this is...
From external sources.
This is a less historical thing because, again, this is a recent find of theirs that they're touting. Something brand new and exciting and guaranteed to get the marks flying out of your quick purse.
Okay.
Sylvia is still very stone-faced.
Sylvia, it'd be okay.
I don't... 2 feet on the ground, very like,
I don't think it will be anything that is too bad, but the rest of your friends want to go see it. So the worst that happens is you are bored, and then but Sylvia,
look at Papa, I'll protect her.
Sylvia, look how many people are over there. If this is boring, marketing.
Just because it doesn't,
if people are bored and leaving, show them something to look at.
Just because it's bad doesn't make it good.
Hmm?
You think it's bad.
I have been through too many.
Right,
of your
I just experience. Realized, but
I have been through too many of your explosions to disagree with you, daughter. I'm trying to help you here.
Sorry, out of character. I just realized this. Just because it's bad doesn't make it good. Incredible.
That's the story of this network.
Yeah, it's the Geek IO. Just because
the Geek IO Media Network, just because it's bad doesn't make it good.
You see how that works?
Yeah.
So you guys are heading to see the beast then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Begrudgingly in one case, they might have to ply with another pretzel.
Bear grudgingly in the other.
Nope.
Nope. Oh, wow, Malfoy, that was very quick.
Was that Felix making that sound, or was that Calabras making that sound?
Yes. Oh.
Yeah. Calabras is the Deadpool of our campaign, but in the opposite fact that he doesn't talk to the fourth wall, he just listens to it.
He just listens to it and says "God damn it" to it occasionally.
The anti-pool.
The anti-pool.
But, you head along the path towards a... Bit of a clearing in the local greenery.
Sylvia's they there, have like, back. Like,
back of the line. Not interested in the least.
Behind Remy.
Yeah, behind the 10-foot robot.
You don't know he's a robot.
He's a shrub.
Sorry, I'm behind a 10-foot object in front of
him. He's a shrub. Thing.
A 10-foot friend.
Yeah, you shall bring a shrubbery.
We require a shrubbery. And ahead of you, you will see a rather large man.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh my.
Oh.
That is
oh.
a rather large man.
I mean, not quite. You know, that's not to scale.
Oh, that is.
That's the point. Put my wig on every morning.
Doing a very, very, very good job of basically spinning an epic tale of basically the pursuit of and capture of the beast. And you can tell right off the bat that this is the man. This is the head honcho around here, the brains of the operation, because this man absolutely oozes charisma. Emphasis on oozing.
That's okay. What that smell is.
Okay, that sounds like a medical problem.
Right. But he's very good with his words. He's very good at painting a picture in your minds of all of the brave and valiant crewmen that he lost in the pursuit of this monstrosity, and all of the hard work he put into taming it and capturing it so that he might present it to you, his dear audience.
Is there anything particular standing out about his story? Like any particular details? Or is he being just vague enough that we have to actually see it to know what's happening?
Basically, he's being very selective of his pronouns.
Oh, good. You heard of him by using the wrong pronoun.
The way he's telling the story, it's very clear that he has basically scripted it to be nuanced enough that this threat of this beast could have come from very close to where he is presently. Like, and anywhere he tells this story, he's very clearly done a service by capturing this beast and preventing it from being a threat to the locals. You know, that sort of way of spinning a yarn.
Oh, so he's just an asshole.
I mean...
Ooh, I have a skill set that I might be able to work on this. I want to try and read...
Look at that face. Tell me that's a face you don't want to punch.
That is a face that I want to read. That's for sure.
That is a 17.
Yes, it is.
I just want to put firewall entertainment in the sky. In the sky. Wow, that was a weird sentence. I just want to do something that amuses myself.
This man is a wall.
Huh.
Like, the only thing you're getting from him is the story he is telling you all.
That's not a little off-putting in the least. You're right, we're gonna have to fight everybody.
Jokiro looks at Sylvia and Sadie and goes, I cannot read him at all.
I don't like the look.
But would I be close enough, since we're all walking together, would I have been able to hear that?
Jokiro, if you really wanted to, could just put that in our heads.
No, I said it out loud. It's harder to implant thoughts than it is to read them.
Sorry, out of character, I just had a thought.
Okay.
Can I use a skill to try and figure out if this scenario looks familiar? It feels like I've seen something like this before.
How so?
Like kind of an act where it was like, oh, go check out this thing, and then like very early on in Sylvia's...
You want to roll for deja vu.
Maybe, yeah, basically. Roll for deja vu.
Give me learning.
Okay. It's basically the being trapped, like going like into a scenario, being told it was one thing, but then it was another.
So you're looking for the dupe.
Yes, pretty much.
The bait and switch.
Yes. I will not have any advantage or disadvantage dice.
Correct. You're digging through your own head, basically.
Yeah, for the most part, Dale. Unless Josh tells you to roll advantage, you don't have anything. Or if you have a skill, it directly says to.
Yeah, there are feats that give you advantage on that sort of stuff. So.
Okay.
Okay. So I mean, you dig through your head a little bit, and the most you can remember about the Wondrous Wagons, because these guys have been around for at least a decade.
And you gotta remember, I'm not native here, so.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you're native to this continent, and they've always been around, as far back as at least a decade. So when you were very small, like you may remember even going to, you know, one of their stops as a small child with your biological parents, and you are intelligent enough, you know, more so than the common masses, to know that most of the acts here that aren't, you know, the physical performers, like the strong man, like the fire dancer / fire eater and the knife thrower, are some level of sham. It's not so much a bait and switch. It's that, you know, like I said, with the trinicorn, it's usually a horse with something glued to its head to make it look more fantastical. And they just basically, it's, you know, it's all an act. It's there to be entertaining, but there's never a bait and switch. It's just, you know, not quite as spectacular as they drum it up to be, but it's all in good fun.
Okay.
Because they don't charge an arm and a leg for anything here. The food's cheap. The games are cheap. It's there to make profit, but at the same time, they are not flat out rip-off artists, just very liberal with their interpretation of the facts.
You're not being scammed, you're being shamped.
Okay.
So, more than likely, what this beast is some wolf or boar or, you know, woodland creature that they, you know, painted funny or taped horns to or something like that. and probably hyped it up on some herb to make it super aggressive or something like that, so that it snarls and rattles the cage, which there is a very large cage behind him that is currently covered by, you know, a big ornate cloth that is making some very disturbing noises and, you know, the rattling of metal as he's telling the story of how his men, you know, trapped this vicious beast for him to tame for their entertainment.
Guys, why have we gone down a path to see an oversized goat? I'm a bit confused.
For the very same reason that nothing is where you want it to be in a store when you go into one. If their main attraction was right at the entrance, you would just go to that, see that, and leave. You wouldn't stop by the games, you wouldn't stop by the food stalls, it's marketing.
Oh, yeah, no, it's...
I'm sure you understand that.
As a person who has to move things around so people cannot find things intentionally, I understand. I am that person, by the way.
I'm glad that that's a universal thing and not just a hearsay.
Oh, no, it's... I've been overnights at work trying to move things around.
Would Velfreya have been able to hear Jokiro?
What kind of level were you talking at, CJ?
I mean, they were walking right next to me. Well, no, fuck. So I just would have just said it to,
You would have said it just to Sadie.
So I just said it to Sadie. So not like, obviously close enough for her to be able to hear me over a dull roar of people.
And he is talking pretty loudly. So, I would say make a perception check.
Okay.
Yeah, probably pretty low DC on that one though.
Because. There's perception. Do I really only have that much perception? Good lord.
Yeah.
23.
Jeez.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you hear it.
In stereo.
Yeah, you can hear what he's saying, and also something catches your eye off in the tree line.
Oh, what catches my eye?
You can't really make it out. There's some kind of large-ish, not like super large, but it's actually a very wide shadow moving in the shade of the tree line. You probably can ascertain that it's some part of the act that's about to go on. Someone pulling ropes or something like that to make something happen or trigger some pyrotechnics.
Yeah. I'm going to nudge Calabras and nod in that direction.
Calabras will look in that direction.
Make a perception check.
I am terrible at these things.
Remy, you're not falling for this oversized goat, are you? You can't tell.
That's
me
a three.
That's goat.
You see the darkness.
I'm also going to pop over to Jokiro really quick and whisper to him, like specifically trying to be quiet here. Does it feel like he's blocking you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Keep an eye on it. There's something moving off in the distance, and she'll nod in that direction.
All right, I will take a look. I have zero perception, so...
Wait. Hey, me too!
Hey, Ned!
This mild friend. Ooh,
you see a really horrible smudge on your glasses. You've got to get them cleaned.
I know this is going to bother her. I immediately take off my glasses and wipe them on my shirt.
Oh, wait, in front of Valfrey.
and Carrie.
and Carrie.
And I'll pop back to where I was. Did you see anything?
Nope. The answer is no.
Wait, who are you asking?
You, because I was right next to you before.
Oh, okay.
She teleported to the other side of Remy, said something to Jokiro, and then jumped over back to Calabras.
You can't even convince her that you tried to look for something.
No, influence is not that. Influence is, in this game, it's mental. Like, that is psychic energy.
It's your Professor X shit.
how energy is arcanic, and entropy is necrotic, and alteration is natural, influence is mental. Okay. I was trying to get another read, and I cannot.
He got a 9. So yeah.
What you're thinking of is persuasion.
Can I get a read out of 9?
Which is also what I'm shit at, so...
I'm also going to nudge Fragul and nod in that direction as well.
I just realized all the scores with P in them, I have 0.
Seeing that Sylvia's not sold on the act, would it be an idea for Sylvia to look around and see if there's any hidden traps or objects?
You can make a perception check. If you see, you know, the people you are traveling with starting to look around in a less than, you know, awed, oh, hey, that's neat fashion, you might get the inclination as like, okay, what's going on here? So.
I need to, that's perception.
Perception is what you need. Perception is your general looking around, listening, feeling for things. It's your 5 senses kind of stuff.
I have nothing.
Still got a decent... not decent, but still a pretty good roll for, you know, having something in it.
That is a 13.
You do see some ropes going into the tree line, but they are connected to the cloth on top of the cage, which is on a wagon bed, basically. But they're going basically not the same direction that your friends have been looking around.
Jesus.
So, because I've been so quiet, I've just kind of been perusing the area.
Sadie got a 21.
Yeah, she did. She's an alert little thing. It's all the sugar.
It's all the sugar.
Similar to Valfreya, you see a shape, a very wide shape, moving through the tree line. They're very obviously trying to go unnoticed.
I'm keeping watch on this, by the way. Like, as I'm going around poking, like, Calavras and Fragul and having them look in that direction, I'm also keeping an eye on it.
I'm not convinced that you're just seeing things.
So I kind of go over to Valfreya, because I've been kind of going with the whole group, sitting quietly. Sadie goes over, because I noticed that Valfreya is peering strangely into the same area that's caught my eye. And I nudge her, and I... kind of motion without saying a word, just looking with my eyes in the area, and like you see the same thing I see, don't you?
I nod.
And so, ladies, gentlemen, children of all ages, I present to you without further preamble and exultation, the Beast! Explosions of fire go off from the ground. And you hear like the little squeal.
And it came in the ground.
Oh.
Yeah, like the little fire geysers you'll see at, like, you know, stage shows and whatnot. And the cloth is yanked back, and a couple of extra torches in the area are lit up, so you actually get like kind of spotlighting. Although not really spotlight, because these guys can't afford Tolvera's fancy crystal lights.
Limelights?
See, in all of its horrifying glory, the Beast, as it snarls and rattles at the bars of the cage, and it is definitely a horrifying sight to behold, although your exact interpretation of that horror may vary. What you see sitting in the center of this massive cage, pulling at chains, is a very small humanoid figure. And I use the term humanoid very loosely. At an immediate glance, it reminds you a lot of your good friend Kai, in that it looks like a human that has gone a little on the bestial side.
No. However,
the part where it gets particularly bizarre is it's not uniform. You have very large furred ears sticking out of a massive mane of hair. You have patches of feather and scale going down the arms. Half of the face is stretched out into kind of an animalistic muzzle that ends in a beak, and the other half, right in the area of the right eye, is surprisingly human.
Hmm.
I don't like this thing.
I know what I'm looking at, don't I?
Do you?
Do I need to roll learning for that?
Yep.
I'm going to.
I'm going to as well.
I am fucking clueless.
Ironic.
It's a monster from the picture book, Sadie. You want to punch it. Because it's going to crawl under your bed at night.
Yep.
Also, do not forget the thing that I took when we leveled up, Josh.
Mm-hmm.
22.
21 for me.
25 for Jokiro.
22 for Sylvia.
This is definitely not one of the beastmen of the Starbounder Plateau. This is something different and kind of horrifying in its own way, but it also does not have the hallmarks of what you're accustomed to having been fighting the previous night. Because if it were one of those things where the manacles are holding it in place, and by the way, they're very odd looking manacles, would have melded into the skin. Because you remember how those things operate. Anything that came into contact with them was sort of integrated.
Yeah.
This is something completely different. It's just similar enough to kind of remind you of one of them.
Similar also, yet legally distinct from those things.
Yeah.
A royalty-free version. I knew this was a bad idea. Sylvia.
And there's a lot of gasps and little shrieks from the crowd as, you know, this thing fights against the manacles again and tries to basically break itself free.
Wow, glad I took the back of the line!
Time to try and get a reading. You're going to be seeing a lot of these things. 19!
You're trying to read the creature?
Yes.
Help me.
Again, Valfreya, you have an angry-looking Silva in front of you.
You are getting such an intense wave of fear, it almost brings a tear to your eyes. There's a lot of fear, a lot of shock, a lot of, you know, I don't know what is going on, and I am scared.
So it's not almost. I get angry, and then I just openly start weeping.
In seeing Jokiro's response, because I'm basically behind him, I'm guessing, or Sylvia, are you by Jokiro in any way, or are you just hiding all the way back?
She's hiding behind Remy.
Blocked
view of this thing.
So I think the line.
I want my dad.
Yeah, sorry, but the line is kind of, from what I understand it, it's Jokiro, Sadie, Valfreya, Calabras, Ragul, Remy.
To the best that I understand it, it looks pretty much as I have it set up on the map here. You've got kind of Remy in the center. Party A off on one side, Party B off on the other side, / the front.
B off!
So, okay, now that I've got... I kind of peek around and try to get a better look, because I very rarely see Jokiro respond to something like that.
I also want to feel if there's anything magical going on here.
Yep.
That is a 7 in prescience. I nat 1'd the d20.
Ouch.
Oh, I mean, not bad for a nat 1, really, considering you almost maxed the d8, but... So, as you guys are standing there kind of in shock of what you're seeing for one reason or another, the crowd is kind of milling in / around the general area, so you're going to be displaced a little bit closer towards the cage itself.
I'm okay with that. I want a better look.
Yeah. As the showman, Sverdek the Entertainer himself, continues, you know, assuring people, you know, fear not, for I have completely tamed this monstrosity. And he, you know, turns to it and barks at it to, you know, sit down and calm yourself, basically.
Do I continue to get readings off of it? And when he does that, do I get more fear?
Make another influence roll.
All right.
So wonderful.
That is a 22.
22. That is better than the first time. So,
are you feeling 22?
He is feeling 22. I don't know about you.
As you're making that, you know, general reading of the area, you feel another wave of similar energy kind of being blasted towards the beast.
Oh.
I'm still crying at this point, and I like instinctively grab whoever is next to me's arm.
Me.
Well, no, that's the thing. I guess I kind of misspoke a little. You feel another source of mental energy,
yeah.
of mental energy being directed at the beast, but it is not as strong as yours.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying is like I'm because I'm still guessing that I feel the fear and the sadness of the beast. Mm-hmm. Feeling the influence thing, I just kind of reach to the side and touch whoever's there. So whether it be Sadie or Valfreya, whoever it is gets kind of that feeling of what's going on.
It would be Sadie because Valfreya went back to because she wanted to see if Calabras was seeing anything.
So and yeah.
But wait, Sadie came over to Valfreya. Did you go back to next to Jokero?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's kind of bouncing back and forth.
You get the feeling and vibes of what I'm getting right now.
Which, of course, is going to lead me to curiosity.
I am going to let the crowd kind of sweep me up next to the cage, like as close as I can get without arousing suspicion, and try to get a look at the manacles.
Okay. Make a perception check.
That's persuasion. There's perception.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that gets the two mixed up.
I'm just bad at all of them.
23.
Ooh.
You have seen diagrams of these in some of the archives back home.
Oh.
These are a very special form of shackle, specifically made to inhibit and assist in restraining.
Okay, so these are magically reinforced.
Yes.
My inner Kai once again twitches.
Do I know if I had the opportunity to do so, would I know how to get them open? Like is there anything blocking me from having like shooting them open or having a mite person rip them out of the cage?
I mean, they're pretty durable. But they're primarily designed to restrain whoever they're slapped on. They're not indestructible. They're not. They're going to be, you know, fairly durable because considering what they are and when they were made. But other than that, they are relatively standard manacles in the fact that they, you know, they are basically bolted on, locked into place.
So there's a key. Right? They're not like...
Yes.
Okay. And they're not gonna, you know, electrocute someone who tries to get them off.
No, they look like they're in pretty good condition.
Okay.
I mean, for something of that age. They're a little bit dinged around the edges, but all of the inscriptions on them seem to be intact and functioning. And you see little flickers of light moving along those inscriptions whenever it thrashes.
So, these are legit artifacts. These are not recreations.
No.
Yeah, we're getting rid of this right now. Like, you see Jokero openly weeping. Valfreya just looks angry.
Pissed.
And extremely determined.
Pissed off mom.
I kind of stuck behind Remy. I know I'm not adding anything to this plot, but I'm happy back here.
I'm going to hop back to Calabras and Remy.
Very active tonight, aren't you?
They are using restraining artifacts to keep this poor creature locked up.
It's so sad, and there's also somebody using mental influence to keep it tied down as well.
Can I hear this conversation?
Yeah, at this point, like, I'm seeing stuff go on, and I'm like, I am there with you guys, so, like, I'm, yeah. Whatever you are seeing, they also have an external force holding it down.
These are...
Are you all right? This is my, the first time I've seen him kind of...
Yeah, he's at this point, like, puffy eye, but he's wiping his eyes, like...
We have got to free this person, and we have got to get rid of those manacles. Jokiro, can you calm them?
Before we make any quick rash decisions, I have to ask. Are we sure we want to let this sort of thing out just out and about?
No.
Did I sense it being dangerous at all when I was in its head?
I mean, the primary thing you're sensing is just sheer terror.
I mean,
so I didn't get a malicious intent. Like, if I get out of here, so help me.
Right.
Yeah. Nothing like that.
Okay.
Not the sort of I need to get out of here so that I can immediately start tearing into some tasty people flesh.
And
okay. That kind of.
Yeah. And in response to you, Calabras, Wilfred is going to look at you, and she's not. She's like, she's still got that determined look into her in her face, but it's like it's focused. It's not wild. Rabid anger. I understand what you're saying, but this person belongs in a secured hospital, not a cage.
Yes, it is a person, not a thing. It just wants to be free. It does not appear to want to go on some kind of killing rampage.
Dofreya, I understand.
Fear not, dear people, my beloved audience. I know this thing is so very terrifying to you, but I assure you it is completely restrained, and it is completely... It's not an it! And you suddenly see something jump out of the tree line, very far at that, and land right on top of the cage. Remember that wide shape you were seeing out in the tree line?
Yep.
Nope.
Well, those of you who actually saw it.
I saw a rope. Wow, I'm in a singing mood.
There's a very widely set, and I mean like very nearly 4 feet wide, cloaked figure, not terribly tall, standing on top of the cage now. And the cage kind of flurries for a moment, and you get just a little glint of metal as there's suddenly a tremendous ringing sound through the area as the sheet of metal on top of the cage is punched straight through.
And on that note, we will see you guys next week.
Damn you.
I love cliffhangers.
Oh, man. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. If you want to reach the show, you can do so. geekioshow@gmail.com. By the way, Josh and I are just that far on the fact that we are both showmen enough to where I can realize where he would probably want me to cut it and immediately know when to cut it.
Like you're the same person.
The same person or something.
Oh,
but
man.
Both of them independently in the same room, so...
But no, this was not scripted, by the way, between Josh and I. This was me saying, oh yeah, Josh wants me to end here. I'm going to end here.
This is a great place for a dramatic cut.
Oh, man. geekioshow@gmail.com. Put Manipool somewhere in the subject line. It literally doesn't matter where, because I'll get it.
You can put it after, oh my god, WTF!
Right? If you want to support this show and everything that we do on the Geek.io Network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io. If you want to chat with us live, you can do so as well. geek-io.net/discord.
As we should say, on a pre-recorded show?
Well, no, you would be chatting with us live.
Hashtag
about
going once we stay offline?
That. geek-io.net/discord. For all of us here, we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
my name is Florida Buffalo, and I hope you've enjoyed this KKO Media Network production. Copyright 2018, you see how that works?